Hello everyone, welcome to EPP episode number 2, Everyday PhD Podcast. This is your host, Jae-hoon Lee. I hope you enjoyed the previous episode, an interview with Nick Bond, the Debate Club president. We shared a lot of information and ideas throughout the podcast. Today we have another special guest ready to go for all of you subscribers. We have Yuhan Choi, my amazing cousin. He might be young, but he's very intelligent. He knows a lot of information, and I always get stunned by the amount of knowledge he has. He loves reading, he loves writing, he loves video games, and he loves physical activities. He can appreciate life, and he is just overall a perfect boy. I have him right here next to me, and I'm so excited for this interview. What does my cousin like to do in his free time? What is his favorite fruit? What kinds of sports does he like? I can't wait to share all this information with him and with all the listeners out there. So, what are we waiting for? Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome to episode 2 of Everyday PhD Podcast, also known as EPP. I'm here with my cousin, Yuhan. Yeah, so introduce yourself.
Hi.
Okay. What's your name?
Yuhan.
What do you like to do in your free time?
When it's Saturday and Friday, I like to do video games. I also might read some books also.
Yeah, I know that you're interested in video games and reading books. But are you interested in any sports?
I like all of them, just to be exact, actually.
So you like watching sports, right?
Yeah.
You don't really like playing them.
I kind of do like playing some.
Some as in?
Like, maybe a bit of dribbling from basketball.
Basketball, so that's your favorite sports?
Maybe not. But I do practice some sports with my father.
Your father?
Yes.
What kind of sports?
Basketball most of the time.
Yeah, see, basketball is your sports.
Yeah, and some conditioning.
Conditioning. Okay, well, sounds very interesting. What's your favorite food? Like, what is in your mind right now when I asked you that question?
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake. Cheesecake is your favorite food.
Yes.
Do you think eating a lot of cheesecake is good for you?
No.
No. It's gonna make you fat.
Yes.
Cheesecakes. But cheesecakes are delicious.
Yes.
I can't disagree on that, but when you eat cheesecake, make sure you eat something else, like vegetables.
Yeah.
Before eating cheesecake, you know?
Because it's a dessert. I'm really good with my vegetables and fruits.
What's your favorite vegetable?
Broccoli, I've got to say, even though most people don't like
broccoli?
It. Yes.
You like broccoli. That's good.
Without any salt or boiled.
So you like the raw ones.
Yes.
Yeah, those are really nutritious. If you cook them, the nutritions also cook down. So
yeah.
We always encourage people to eat raw broccoli. What's your least favorite vegetables?
I think I gotta say cauliflower or peppers.
Wait, cauliflower? But they're almost like broccoli. Well, at least they look like it, but the taste is like...
Yeah, different.
I know, but the texture is almost the same. I don't know why you don't like cauliflowers.
I don't know. I just don't like them.
You don't like them?
Yeah, for some reason.
What's your favorite fruit?
My favorite fruit, I gotta say, are peaches and mangoes.
So, mangoes. So you like all kind of mangoes, dried mangoes, and just regular mangoes?
All kinds. All kinds. Most of the time.
So it must have been a heaven when you went to Mexico, because they have a lot of mangoes, right?
Yeah.
But as an elementary school student, what kind of physical activity do you guys do?
In PE, are you asking?
Just in general, like after lunch, maybe recess.
Yeah, we do this thing called Lava Monster. It's kind of like a tag thing. So I just walk around because I basically don't have anything to do. So yeah.
You just walk around.
Yeah.
You should pick a sports and run. Okay. Instead of walking.
Yeah, some kids play soccer, but I'm not really good at soccer.
I mean, you don't have to be good at soccer to play soccer. You just enjoy the sports. You just enjoy the game.
Alright.
Make sure you run at least half a mile every day.
Alright.
And you increase that amount. So half a mile, start half a mile tomorrow. And then after that, run a mile, and then run a mile for a while, and then run a mile and a half, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, we have this thing at our school called cross country, and we run around, and it's like 4 miles, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cross countries are intense.
And yeah, they are.
I really encourage you to practice.
Different terrain.
Practice. Get into like, track teams. All right?
Okay.
And then practice running. And what school do you go to?
The Langley School, Little Langley. There's two Langleys.
Langley School. Yeah. How's Langley? Everyone's just curious about that prestigious school.
It's really nice, actually. And it's also a private school.
Yeah, I mean, I heard a lot about it. I heard that it was a pretty good school.
Like, our lead animal is the leopard.
Leopard?
Yes, the leopard.
Do you like that animal?
Yes, I do.
Why? There must be
a
reason.
It's ferocious, fierce, and I kind of do like its color.
So you like being active. You like leopard, and you like ferocious and all those kind of stuff.
Yes.
You like Call of Duty, you like Mass Effect 3, you like all those action games, shooting games.
Yeah.
So, do you want to, like, work out with... let me rephrase my question. Do you work out with your dad, or...
Some of the time. And sometimes I might go into my exercise room right next to my game console right here.
We're actually looking at it. We're right in front of it right now. So you go in there and...
There's some...
You exercise.
Weights and... Yeah.
Yeah, you're... The exercise room is pretty nice. It's actually like one side is mirror.
Uh-huh.
So you can see yourself working out and you can be proud of yourself and, you know, look
with
at your
muscles.
Yeah, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm so good looking, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
And right next to that you have a movie theater.
Yeah.
Do you use that room a lot?
On movie nights, and sometimes my dad might come down here and use it. It works with TV also.
So, what do you eat when you watch the movie?
Popcorn, mostly.
Okay, do you know how many calories are there in
like
one big popcorn? Yeah, 2,000 calories.
Wow.
And actually, the recommended amount of calorie that you should consume every day is
like,
2,200, I think.
Oh,
it's,
wow.
It's different from every country, but I think America is 2,200. I'm not very sure, but I'm pretty sure it's near there. And just one bucket of popcorn contains that much calorie.
Wow.
So...
You have pretty much a lot of calories
You told me you like mangoes and broccolis, right?
Yeah.
So maybe you should eat those when you watch movies. Maybe ask for broccolis to your mom. And you can eat those when you watch movies.
Yeah.
In your free time, have you ever chose to work out instead of playing games?
I think not. I've been always dreaming of to, so yeah.
I mean, during summer, you swim in your pool.
Yeah, most of the time, actually.
Yeah, so it's just the winter time and everything that you get inactive and you know.
You, like, just stay in.
Stay in, yeah. But
and get cozy.
Try to use the...
Exercise room.
Yeah, exercise room. Try to run a lot, because running is really good for you. And drink a lot of milk. That's what you have to do to get a strong bone.
And get
drink
tall.
Get tall. Do you want to be tall?
Yeah.
I mean, both of your parents are tall, so you should be tall. All right, so that was episode 2 of EPP. I am here with my cousin, Yuhan. It was great talking to you. It was, yeah. We didn't talk for like a month, I think. Or more than that. Yeah.
Maybe.
We don't meet a lot, like... We used to.
Yeah.
So, you're growing up, and I'm growing up. Anyway,
we're all growing up.
We're all growing up. The time passes by so fast.
Yep.
Tomorrow, I'll see you guys with a different guest. Today's guest was very special.
Right.
Yeah, so that's it for today. Tune in tomorrow, and thank you guys for listening. Bye.
Bye.